about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-7-7-3-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're moving about, whatever you might be doing, especially this morning. And you can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast. But you can listen to the show live on your phone or iPad by calling the listen line. Live mean why this happened. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And manhood hours coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. 888-7753-773. So, how are you feeling this morning? Isn't it like amazing? I want to show you who Donald Trump, if you don't know by now who the great white hope is, let me just show you. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing! That is Donald Trump. All the mess he went through. Tried to lock him up, assassinate him, lying on him. I mean, just everything. Invading his home down in Florida. And he won. Congratulations, Mr. President. And congratulations, we the people. Congratulations, the great white hope is back. And so are my experts. My experts are here. To my 4-4 left, and you're right. The Hake of the Hake Report. Hake from the Hake Report, an expert here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And we're going to get to all of your calls as well. Hake of the Hake Report is here. And to his left and my right, and you're right, Joel Friday TV, he black. And the host of Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and an expert here on the JLP Show. And to my 4-4 right, way over yonder, not over here, but over there.
Far right.
Far right. The American anchor baby. The American anchor baby. And the host of the show at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And an expert here on JLP Talk. Congratulations. How y'all feeling this morning?
Come on now.
Hey.
You know, it's interesting. I walked in the office today playing We Are Champion.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Amazing.
No, I didn't know what to expect this morning. I had in my mind, I guess, that it was going to be this drawn out thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was going to be told the next morning that he won.
The results, yeah.
Yeah, the results.
I thought it was going to take. They said it was going to take days.
Yeah. Because last time it took a while, right? Last time it took a while because they were having to count votes and do all that stuff. So I thought it was going to be drawn out like that as well. So it was a pleasant surprise this morning too.
Well, they couldn't do nothing but announce it. This time it was a mandate.
Yeah, it was domination. I was thinking about when I voted for George W. Bush in the year 2000 against Al Gore.
Right.
And we didn't know for, like, days or weeks.
Oh.
I remember they had all those hanging chads and
hanging
stuff like
what?
That.
Crazy.
Hanging chads. When you poke, you used to have to poke your ballot.
Right.
And if you didn't poke it all the way through, there would be a chad that was hanging.
Y'all don't even know about the chad, huh?
See, hanging chad would mean something different to the Zoom.
Yeah.
I was like, so I was like, curve there.
Well, it's about time for something like that to happen again. But no, thankfully, Trump is a decisive winner.
20 million votes. They had 81 million with Biden in 2020, 61 million with Kamala, just 20 million people, like, not into it.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Yeah, where'd they go?
Well, it makes sense because I can't imagine anyone voting, not one person voted for Kamala Harris. And I knew that the women were doing it because they love, especially white women, they love abortion.
Yeah.
They love abortion.
I heard.
More than they love Gold Co.
I heard, but I don't know, that the white women voted 53% for Trump.
Right.
But I don't know if that's
white
true.
Women, I saw
Is that.
That
true?
I saw the white women did.
Was that the final number? I don't know.
It was like 58% white men, 52% white women, and they were the only out of all the women demographics. They were the only ones who were over 50% for Trump.
Yeah, white women.
Yeah.
Finally.
I tried to tell you guys. People say, "Oh, white women are the worst." No, they're not.
they seem to be the most educated ones, and so they tend to go left.
Yeah, especially the young ones.
Well, congratulations, white women.
I know.
And it's been said that the black men really stood up for Trump, too.
I heard something like 25%.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey.
Sure. What the?
25%, not too shabby, blacks.
I'm punchy. We've been playing clips, though, of actually black people outspokenly voting for Trump and saying that they're supporting Trump and they don't want the current administration or, you know.
Yeah, one thing about black people, they ain't gonna hide who they voted for.
No. I know. I was in line yesterday to vote. Man, I had to get in line. It was so inconvenient. You know, next door.
Didn't you just have an episode about low propensity voters?
Yeah, I did.
Keeping those people out.
I said, we need to make it inconvenient to vote. And this black guy with his white girlfriend, probably in his 50s maybe, he was arguing with this like Russian immigrant or some guy, like a big
in the line?
Businessman. Yeah, in line. And the black guy was like, I'm voting for Kamala because Trump hates black people.
Golly.
And the guy, the immigrant, the guy with the foreigner, he said, if Kamala wins, they're going to have war. He's like, I don't care. You can't ask me. You don't ask a white man if Trump hates black people. You ask me as a black man. Trump hates black people. That's all I care about. Like, how does that make you objective?
He must be crying in his milk this morning.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Nick, did you stay up and watch all that, the so-called experts talk about it? Who's going to win, who's not, and all that mess?
I really am black or Mexican or something. No, senora, I'm too tired. I no stay up for Trump win.
You got a call for
I could have stayed up a little later.
I didn't stay up at all. I watched it. Zero.
No. I've seen a little bit.
But didn't wake up until the morning.
I like tuned into a little bit to this one guy. I guess I won't say it, but he was like showing him like counting the votes and stuff like that. So I seen a little bit of what was expected,
right.
And Trump was like leading by a lot. But I didn't know that it was going to be a victory this morning. Didn't know that for sure.
Amazing.
Yeah, I woke up to that.
Yeah.
You did?
I woke up to watch his,
his
speech and you know, see the electoral map.
I went to sleep at my normal time, and I didn't wake up until it was time to pray.
I know.
That was a smart way to do it. I was looking on Twitter, and pretty much right away on Twitter, people were like, oh, Trump won.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then I checked Reddit, and somebody was like, what the heck, America?
Wait, so how many votes did Biden get the first time?
I'm looking at the electoral
million,
map.
81 million?
81, yep.
And then Kamala got 60?
66.
I think Biden was still in the race, he wouldn't have got 80 again.
No.
Yeah. Like, it would have been way. No.
But it was just an energy against Trump last time.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you saying he would have got 80?
I don't think he. I think it would have been way
got it. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So one of my sisters texted me this thing and says, she said, I feel like we're all in court. Waiting for the judge to decide who's gonna take over, who's gonna take us again?
Divorce court.
Yeah, it felt like a divorce.
Totally.
Yeah,
just like, bitter.
She said it felt like we're all being. It's a divorce, and the judge trying to decide who's gonna take
who's gonna
kid.
Get the kids.
Both
who's
sides
gonna
take hate over? Each other. Yeah. Neither one has any say.
We get the house and the kids.
Hope and dread.
It felt like that's what we were waiting for the judge to decide. Who get us? Who's gonna take over? It was funny. Yeah. Amazing. So you none of you guys stayed up and watched all that mess beforehand.
So-called
experts didn't know what they were talking about. They didn't know who was going to win at all.
And the YouTube that I watched was they were Republicans. They were all Republicans. Candace Owens was on there too, and everybody was already pushing for Trump.
Right.
But it was already looking like it was going to be. I mean, everybody kind of knew popularity wise it was going to be Trump. Nobody just knew. Behind the scenes, what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, so that was
awesome. So how did the Democrat voters react last night? Did they cry?
Oh, man.
They cried.
Yeah, they were, like, mad. I heard that there were people crying leaving Kamala's, you know, little thing that she was going to speak at Howard University, her little election party.
Amazing.
Because she shut down early and said, I'm not going to speak tonight. Or the
poor Kamala. Don't blame Kamala. She don't know if she's black or white or India.
How does it work? Where does she go now? What does she do?
Back to hell?
She goes, yeah, to the gulag. No, that's a joke.
I guess she go wait until the end of the year and she'll be done. Go back to San Francisco and sit down.
But does she still have like a position?
She's still vice president.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
But I mean, like, after Trump actually officially gets in there, what does that mean?
No, it's over.
So is she like she out of a job? She out of a job? She's unemployed?
She's on the unemployment line.
That's right, because has she been replaced as senator?
Yeah.
Wasn't she a senator at one point?
Yeah, but that's gone too.
Yeah.
Nobody will vote for Kamala no more.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
And now her husband no longer has to be the first man.
The second gentleman.
Yeah,
I believe it, Doug. Yeah. I think he'll bring it back. Like, he's got it in him. He's got the dog in him a bit.
Amazing. So what I want to do, and then I take some calls, I wanted you to hear, congratulations, Donald Trump. You're the man. You're the man. Right on. Especially after all you've been through and you did not give up. You didn't give in and you did not give up. And Donald Trump is a perfect example of how we should live on Earth. Really. He really, really is. He's the brother to Jesus Christ, really, a true son. He is from Fox News. The Fox News decision desk projects that former Donald Trump has defeated Vice President Kamala Harris in a stunning victory, delivering him a second term in the White House. Have we ever had this before where somebody ran for president one time and then they lost the next time? They won the first time, they lost, and then they won again.
Grover Cleveland.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, I read that on the internet.
Amazing.
100 years ago.
After a historic election cycle filled with unprecedented twists and turns and two attempts on his life, last night the president gave his victory speech. Here it is from Fox News. Watch this.
Well, I want to thank you all very much. This is great. These are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before.
That's for sure.
And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond. And now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that. We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Amazing. Hey, JD.
But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again. Oh,
that's amazing. Donald Trump is president. That is like mind blowing. It's a gift from God.
Yeah.
Your body, our choice.
That's amazing. I like your hat, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's bigger than your head.
Way bigger.
I'm really curious to see how this immigration thing plays out, though.
Lock them up.
I know, but I'm curious to see how the whole process goes about and how it works. So it's going to be interesting.
It's been a pleasure, folks.
It's amazing, too. They try.
We love the illegals.
It's been a slice.
Sayonara.
It's been good being here with y'all.
Adios.
As the anchor baby.
As the anchor baby. Adios.
I'll leave with a tear and a smile.
Anchor Baby was talking to an illegal just last night.
Yeah, that's true.
On his show?
An illegal for Trump.
An illegal for Trump.
Nice.
And he was grateful. It's strange, nice. The position to hear someone show gratitude. I guess it could rub a lot of people the wrong way, but he had a gratitude.
Right on.
It was interesting to listen to.
It's going to be interesting now to see if all the Haitian... Will they continue to eat the cats and the dogs?
Allegedly.
Down in Ohio. Allegedly. Will they eat them all, the cats?
So I do have a question, though. As far as the illegals that are here now,
right.
Is there plans to get rid of them, or they stay and we don't let no more new ones in?
He plans to deport.
Yeah,
he has a deportation force getting
Dang.
Ready.
Right, he's going to send them all back. He's going to go to work and get them.
I know.
At their jobs, at their houses, at their restaurant, they leave it here. I don't know where they're going, but they leave it here.
I know some, so I wonder how. I'm going to ask them, how you feel?
Didn't Kamala chant, like, shut down ICE or something dumb like that way back 5 years ago?
It almost sounded familiar, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a mess, huh?
It is a mess.
The Democrats show that they hate this country. They did not love it. I think it's so amazing that J.D. Vance is now the Vice President of the United States of America. And I'm not bragging, but I was hoping that Trump would choose J.D. I kept saying, that man down in Ohio would be a good VP.
Nice.
Remember I said that?
Yeah,
dude.
Before he chose him. I was like, he would be a good one. And lo and behold, he chose J.D. Vance.
I didn't even hear about him when I first heard of him through you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I was like, who's that guy?
Young, too. Young.
And they had all those other right on Republicans lined up, the one from Florida.
Yeah.
And they were, I'm like, J.D.
Nice.
But J.D. just seemed to be bold. I think he might be a little weak with his wife, but that's okay.
That's everybody.
Right.
Every married person.
And the reason I think he may be weak with his wife, because I heard him say that, maybe he said it, that his wife wanted to go to law school, but they had children, or at least a child. And so they had to bring her mother to come live with them so she could go to law school. I'm like,
Yeah. She gets on stage and talks about his trauma or something like that. She didn't get into detail, but to even say that on a stage, like.
But you think about how young he is.
Yeah.
And that's their generation.
Right.
Yeah. He's like,
that's a good way to put it.
Not even. Is he 40? Maybe he's 40.
I think he's in 30s still.
He's young. I don't know. He y'all age.
Which is awesome. I was thinking about that. He's vice president.
Yeah. To his credit, though, he has two boys.
Real man made boys first. He knows the secret. Man. He's from the South.
There you go.
Up north. Here's J.D. Acceptance speech from Fox last night. Then your phone calls.
Well, Mr. President, I appreciate you allowing me to join you on this incredible journey. I thank you for the trust that you placed in me. And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America. And under President Trump's leadership, we're never going to stop fighting for you, for your dreams, for the future of your children. And after the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to lead the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. He's turned out to be a good choice. I took a little heat at the beginning, but he was, I knew the brain was a good one, about as good as it gets. And we love the family, and we're going to have a great 4 years, and we're going to turn our country around, make it something very special. It lost that little thing called special. We have to make it so. We're going to make this so great. It's the greatest country and potentially the greatest country in the world by far. And right now, we're going to just work very hard to get all of that back. We're going to make it the best it's ever been. We can do that. If we had to wait longer, I don't know. It was going bad, and it was going bad fast. We're going to have to seal up those borders, and we're going to have to let people come into our country.
Nice. See? He's going to seal those borders up and send them back.
I love it.
But J.D., the liberal press, hate him. They hate him as much as they hate Trump.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Something that Trump said in his speech that I didn't capture for the show.
What?
He said that J.D. has no problem going into any old press, liberal media thing, and he just makes them look bad.
Yeah. He went everywhere they invited him and told him to shut up.
He has fun with it.
He just says, yep, whenever they ask him that all these other people are afraid. They're like, oh, do I really have to?
Right.
But when they ask Vance, he says, yeah, sure.
Did I see that on your show or did I see that Trump say that?
No, I heard it this morning and I was watching the whole thing, the speech.
He like, y'all just need to sit out and shut up. Who is that woman from
Hawaii?
Men just need to sit down and shut up. Where is she now?
Shut up and step up.
Yeah.
VP JD.
Nobody heard from Camilla, right?
I was listening to the radio. No Kamala and no Biden. Well, Biden's probably not awake yet.
Right.
Biden was partying with Trump.
Yeah.
He was happy
Trump was
too.
Like, we did it, Joe. We did it.
Somebody saw Joe Biden's wife walking somewhere yesterday, and she was on all red. And they're like, oh, look at whatever her name is.
Jill.
Dr. Jill.
Jill is sending a message that it's going to be a red wave tonight. I think I saw her dancing somewhere.
It's funny. I think the older Democrats just knew, right? They're just, these people are really going to run like this? Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to crash and burn?
Camilla, this is from X. Camilla just pretended to talk on Camilla pretended to talk to a voter on her phone, but mistakenly showed that her phone was on the camera app. Watch this from CNN.
How are you doing? Have you voted already?
Give me a second.
You did? Thank you.
She didn't even talk to nobody.
You know,
maybe she is.
It's so important that everybody participates. And I thank you because I'm sure you got a lot of other things you could be doing. Taking the time to vote really doesn't make sense. So thank you.
Oh, it's ringing. Was she talking to anyone?
No, I don't think that was her.
No, I'm saying that wasn't her. But was she talking to anyone?
Who knows?
No, that's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing, actually, if that's true.
Who freaking knows?
I can tell. She moved it kind of fast. And the last thing about Camilla, and then I take your call.
Wait, we don't quite have time for that. We got 10 seconds.
Oh.
I can be on the phone and have my camera on.
Let me see.
Five, four.
Maybe
she might have really been on the phone.
Two,
guys.
Yeah. One.
We'll give her that.
Back
she
in
already
a moment.
Lost.
Back in a moment.
For a few years now, and I'm going to stand up and talk about racism and how it's just a divisive
massive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, folks, now that the results are in, you know who the president is, you can now focus on your finance. Isn't that amazing? You don't have to be saying anymore, oh, economy's so bad, we're so scared, we're so worried. You can focus on your finance. That is amazing. Don't forget to receive your savings. Review your savings and make sure that they're all well invested. You know, I believe in investing, right? So make sure to review your savings and make sure that they're all well invested. So what you do is go over to GoCo. GoCo, all right? I want to remind you that over there at GoCo, we have a special for my listeners, The qualified account receives a 10% instant match in bonus silver, a 10% instant match in bonus silver. So I recommend you run, don't walk, hurry. Go to jessielovesgold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Check out your investment. It's time to focus on you now. We got the president in. He'll take care of the rest. All right? Check out GoldCo. Amazing. Thank you. Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773. You know, normally the loser of a campaign give a defeated speech. Camilla did not do that. They couldn't find her. The people who were voting for her, they were waiting to hear her defeated speech. She didn't show up. And they were like, what the... The Guardian is reporting that Kamala Harris never took the stage at her election night watch party on the Howard University campus in Washington, D.C. As Americans appeared poised to return Donald Trump to power, it was her first campaign co-chair, Cedric Richmond, who appeared instead. She wouldn't even show up. You're supposed to say, hey, congratulations, Mr. Trump. You defeated me. I've been defeated. Watch this from our ex.
We still have votes to count. We still have states that have not been called yet. We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken. So you won't hear from the vice president tonight.
I bet you won't.
But you will hear from her tomorrow. She will be back here tomorrow to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation.
No, Camilla. And they said some of the people left crying. I didn't see that, but that's what I heard. Is that true? Hey,
that's what I heard too.
They left crying. Amazing. You probably won't see Camilla no more.
That's it. She had her little moment.
Congratulations, Camilla. Go back to San Francisco and sit down and shut up.
Good try.
Yeah. You try. She black. I wonder would she still be black or would she go back to being Indian?
I would recommend like being Indian.
Is her mother Indian?
Yes.
Yeah. So her
father is not even black. He's Jamaican.
Lord,
I mean, it's black, but it's Jamaican type black.
Let me go to Camilla out of Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
Camilla, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Good morning.
Camilla.
Sorry you lost.
Oh, Camilla. Camilla, good morning.
I know. Good morning. It's confusing with her name and all, but I'm Camilla.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
How you feeling, anyway, Camilla? How you feeling?
What a great feeling. What a great feeling this is.
Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
Oh, yeah. Man, I don't know if I should be feeling this good. Is it wrong?
You're sinning.
I don't know.
Am I wrong? For trying to be all that I can be. No.
I think the angels are singing in heaven today.
I can hear them.
Yeah.
They are singing. Congratulations.
Anyway, it's so amazing. I was watching last night, so I knew last night he won. And, I couldn't believe it when I heard, you know, it showed she got up and left her party. And,
jeez.
And I'm like, what the? Some funny business is really going to happen, I think. And then it was like a half hour later, he was pronounced president. And, man, his whole family up on the stage. It was a glorious sight.
Dancing on the ceiling. Oh, what a feeling. Oh, what a feeling. Were you dancing on the ceiling? Remember that song, Joe?
I don't have too much else to say other than that, but I was, my friend, my old friend from college, texted me, you know, during the thing, and he said that he voted for Kamala because his mother was Indian, from India, just like her. And I said, well, that's a retarded reason.
I know.
And he unfriended me, and he's like, okay, bye. We're done.
What a mess. Well, it's okay to celebrate this day, to be thankful, to be happy.
Sure is.
So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Jesse.
You're welcome. Amazing. Nice.
One thing I like that you said yesterday, you said that why is anybody voting for history? Because everybody want to be the first black woman for history, and that's their reason to vote. But you're like, you want somebody to fix the country, not history. And that's so true.
I ain't trying to make no history. I'm trying to fix America.
It's just time.
They were telling the blacks, vote for her because, and the women, vote first lady. Yeah. Make history with Camilla. Make history.
More like make the greatness of America history.
Right. And also they were telling the black people, y'all need to help Camilla with her career. I'm like, how much do I care about her career?
They make some crazy stuff up.
And yeah, amazing. Did you go skating last night?
No, do I look tired?
Yeah.
No. You're lying. Like
a vampire. Are you drunk?
No.
What's more likely, the election or skating?
No, neither.
Why do black people like to skate?
It's fun.
I can never get to it. I tried to get to him yesterday, and his phone messed up.
Okay.
And he wanted to know, why do black people love skating?
I think it's black people love to dance.
Yeah.
It's in all black people's bones or something. And I think skating is just like a reflection of that. So, Colin, you don't got Colin no more. That's it.
I remember when this song was out at one time called, and the blacks were skating. It was called... Party, something. I forgot what it called. And you can see the black people skating on there. They were loving that.
The disco songs. They play all those all the time.
Amazing. Yeah. Let me go to Derek out of Wisconsin. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Jesse, I called because I want to say thank you. Like, really.
You're welcome.
Ever since I've been watching you, I became conservative. And when I started embracing the truth, doing my own research, and realized that the Democrats are the children of the lie,
I
voted in Wisconsin for Trump, and Wisconsin went red, so I played a part in that.
Right on. But congratulations.
I started my conservative journey watching your show. So really, I said from the bottom of my heart and soul, thank you for preaching the truth and keep doing it.
I will. Thank you, man. And you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Remember, God always crushes Satan.
Yep. Absolutely.
Have a good day, Jesse.
Thank you, Derek. And stay with it, man. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let's do some super chat.
Super chats.
Gator Tricks says, when you said women are too emotional to vote,
yes.
When I become president, I'll make it so you can only vote if you own land.
Yes.
What if I inherited land from my white daddy? I didn't pay for it.
As long as you own the land, it doesn't matter.
Nice.
This is your land. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. The dialogue between you and Hake the other day had me pissing myself.
What?
I'm surprised Hake said it. What the?
Too. I don't know how else to say it. Because I can't say peeing myself.
He's blushing now. You can say peeing better than you can say
peeing. But anyway, James to Jesse to Hake. Have you done the assignment yet? Hake. No. Jesse. What a beta. Hake. Alpha. Jesse. Beta. Hake. Alpha. In a beta tone. Laughing face emojis. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Happy I'm entertaining you. Ariadne J, three coffees. I'm sorry, Aldine. I shouldn't have called you an idiot. This is referring to yesterday's caller. She called her an idiot. Oh. And so she's sorry for calling her an idiot.
Yeah.
Now I call you a loser, Trump 2025. What does the great white hope Papa Trump have to say on this glorious day?
That's a good question. Let's check.
And yes, together we will make America great again.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Nice. Right on. What perfect timing.
Yep. Indeed. Gregatron bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Jesse, Trump won thanks to you and others. Mission accomplished, my friend. JLP is an American hero. Trump, Trump, Trump.
Trump, Trump, fight, fight, fight. Trump won because we the people voted. And we voted the right way. And so thank you. Thank you and thank the American people. It was the right thing to do. Amazing.
And we didn't have to riot.
Uh-uh. I was.
You're lucky.
I thoughts of lies, but I was thinking that maybe Black Lives Matter be out there burning down the country this morning.
They might yet.
Yeah.
I heard that there was a riot in Seattle from like Antifa types.
Last night?
I thought I heard. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about it. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron. Isaiah, the Uber driver, bought a coffee. 100% proof of Earth is a sphere because the sun and moon are a sphere as well, and all other planets are there to support life on Earth. Like a phone is one thing, but has many components to support it.
Amazing. Is he a flat earther?
No, he's proven that it's a sphere. It's a ball.
Oh, nice. See there? I rest my case. Thank you.
Thank you kindly, Isaiah, the Uber driver.
Very much so.
Another coffee from Isaiah, the Uber driver. What do you know about Melchizedek? Hebrews says Jesus is high priest after him, Melchizedek.
Melchizedek was black, and Melchizedek, God told Jesus to pattern after Melchizedek. Did you know that, Joel?
No.
I didn't hear about him being black, but I heard the rest of it.
Yeah, he was black.
And they told, and who told Jesus to do what?
God.
God told Jesus to pattern after
Melchizedek.
Oh, don't tell the Hebrew Israelites that.
And Melchizedek knew the truth before it was written.
Nice.
That's cool.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And he was black.
Nice.
He doesn't look that black in this painting of him.
White man trying to deceive us. What color is the penny?
He white? He looks sort of... Doesn't this look like a...
Oh, man. Come on, we got to give the black something.
I know, but... You see that?
That's a full-on white man. Man.
And that's based on... But the artist actually did see him.
That's Wikipedia. We don't know for sure.
No, actually, like, this is 1681, so that's long after Melchizedek.
Yeah. The only reason I know, I don't know that he was black.
Yeah.
But when I was going to this church, that's when I first heard the first teaching about Melchizedek.
Yeah.
And the preacher said that he was black.
Yeah. Well.
But then I later found out the preacher hated white people.
Oh, shoot.
He was racist.
So this is just one of the
and
things
And I didn't
that
know
heard.
That he was racist before he said that.
Right.
And the way I found out that he hated white people, he was, like, really popular with the white evangelicals preachers. They were all liking each other. They would come to each other's church and help raise money and all kind of stuff. And then one of the white preachers said, at some event that this black preacher was at, there was, and I forgot exactly how the story went, but some other preacher's daughter married a black man. And they were talking about it, and this other white preacher said he wouldn't want his daughter to be married to no black person.
And
it was over. And that preacher snapped, and he started teaching racism from the pulpit.
Dang.
And I'm like, what the?
It makes sense, though, too.
And he never did. As far as I know, he did now. He did. But I don't think they ever made up.
Wow.
It was a mess.
It's believable because that's how it goes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so maybe Melchizedek was not black.
Dang. We tried.
Yeah, I'm open.
But I've never even heard that name.
But the Bible does say that he was told to, Jesus was told by God to pattern after Melchizedek.
Wow, that's cool.
And that Melchizedek knew the truth before it was even written.
Nice.
Just like we know.
Yeah,
the truth.
It wasn't no Bible was right. The only way. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, though. I don't know how I got into all that, but thank you.
Thank you, Isaiah, the Uber driver.
Yeah.
So callous. Says America will now see the difference between red and blue.
Absolutely. Amazing.
R.H. Hernandez IV, a very generous 10 coffees.
Thank you.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Amazing. Thank you.
Angban Art, 2 coffees. Commander Jesse, proudly I can say I voted for Trump in North Carolina. Battleground conquered.
Right on. Thank you. Where is Tony from California?
Mm-hmm.
And Jason from Buffalo?
Uh-huh. And Mays.
And Mays.
Where y'all at?
Did Mays vote for Trump?
Beautiful Mays.
We love Mays.
Yeah, yeah. I think she did.
Mays vote for Trump?
I think so. She don't tell nobody.
She went into the booth, just like how the Democrat ad was, where the wife voted against the husband. but it was the other way with Mays. She did it for Trump.
My Derek is telling me that he talked with some white Orthodox Christians, and they said he was black. Melchizedek.
Nice.
Brave AI says that there's no definitive answer. Genesis doesn't mention his race or ethnicity. He was the king of Salem, which is Jerusalem.
Oh.
He was a high priest.
Nice.
So they don't say.
Well, this preacher was saying he was black because of where he came from, the country or the land that he lived on. And I think he was comparing it to that, too. But we don't know.
We give it to you, blacks.
poor black. They keep trying to get the best. They can't never get it.
I know.
Somebody else always going
to take it.
It's hard on the black in America. Amazing. Thank you.
DJ bought a coffee. I got in my car this morning. First song I tuned in was It's a Man's World. Perfect way to start the day. Shout out James Brown.
It's a man's world.
Dun, dun, indeed dun, it
dun,
is.
Dun, dun. It's a man's world. Dun, 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 dun. But it wouldn't be nothing without a boy or a girl, a woman or a girl. Amazing. James Brown. James, where is he now?
He's looking down from heaven.
Did
happy.
He died?
The great cloud.
I didn't know he died.
He did. How you not know James Brown did?
I forgot.
The great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah. He up there with Martha. Martha and Mary.
Alone from 9 to 10.
Martha.
Okay.
Someone bought a coffee. Thank you for your great work.
Thank you for support. I appreciate it.
JC, who voted for Trump? Not all, but most. Congrats to the JLP crew for speaking the truth to the country every day in the shows. Jesse might get an angry letter from Maxine Waters and Al Sharpton. You know you're doing something right.
Where is the Wicked Witch of the West, Maxine? I haven't seen her in a while. Yeah.
She's tired.
She's tired. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Derek want to know, where is John from Kentucky?
Kentucky
oh,
John.
John
Y'all
too.
Know who that is?
I think he'll be secretly pleased.
Oh, he voted for Trump?
I don't know. I don't think he even votes. I could be mistaken.
Well, if you didn't vote, you can't complain.
Yeah. What about Ronnie?
Ronnie, I don't know.
From Ohio?
Yeah, Ronnie was counter-signaling Trump, but he may... I know that deep down inside, at least, he's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to be.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Jesse, you waited, and now you saw. You can finally do a little celebration.
Amazing. Have a wait and see.
So many people worked so hard, including you and the experts, and especially the man himself did everything he absolutely could. Congratulations from outside the U.S.
Thank you. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. Amazing. Let me just take a few calls.
Okay, we'll read the rest later. Thank you, guys.
Let me go quickly to OJ out of Tennessee. OJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, JP?
All is well. Congratulations.
Yeah. Most def.
Amazing.
So, I want to start by answering the biblical question.
Do you understand yourself?
So I understand that I've been changing and growing constant. That's all I know.
Amazing. Well, I have to put my response in on Sunday, but I love the fact you've noticed that you are growing. It only gets better if you stay with it.
Right, exactly.
Amazing.
Here's another thing, right? I've been seeing on social media. It's really the folks you want to call slut. They on there talking about we're doomed. I can't believe y'all. They talking about I will never forgive you for this. And I'm just thinking like, they really divided everybody.
Yeah. When they see Trump make America great again, I think they're going to appreciate it. When they have more money in their pocket, jobs are available, the borders are secure, and the military is strong again, I think they'll have a change of mind, OJ. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Yes, sir. No problem. Good day.
All right, now. I got to take a break. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment.
Some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
some serious mess for our greatest president to come in on January 20th and clean up. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end already of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is the day after Election Day, Wednesday, November 6th, AD 2024. And tomorrow, guys, fellas, men only, guys only, Men's Forum is first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info on how to get over here to Bond in Los Angeles. rebuildingtheman.com/events. Check it out. First Thursdays, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Check the website to confirm it is happening, and it is indeed happening. Women's Forums are third Thursday of the month. Commie Nonsense Network, what does CNN have to say? Our greatest President Trump has pulled off a stunning victory in the 2024 race. The Trump win for the Republican Party will also see J.D. Vance sworn in as the first millennial vice president. Can't wait for Gen Z, but hey, we can wait. Donald Trump will regain control of the White House after our greatest president clinched four battleground states on Election Day yesterday. Trump will win Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, Commie Nonsense Network projects. Too early to call, according to them, if you believe them, the other battleground states, Arizona, Michigan, Nevada. Many election experts say Kamala had no path to the presidency following her loss in beautiful PA. Shout out to the Pennsylvania people. Trump addressed supporters overnight, as you heard earlier this hour, before the race was called by these liberal media who don't want him to win, heralding what he said will truly be the golden age of America. So get your gold co with the JLP stuff. Check out the description in YouTube or Rumble. Harris, that's Kamala. Who's Harris? Kamala will deliver a speech today, so claimed her campaign co-chair without evidence. But we'll see what happens as the final results from across the country continue to come in. Republicans will win control of the Senate, CNN projects. Victory for the party that has been locked out of the majority in the chamber since 2021. A GOP majority, grand old party, will put the Senate in a position to boost a Trump presidency and resume our greatest president's significant reshaping of the judiciary. They will confirm his judicial appointments. Unfortunately, they kind of have to be politically correct. Lame. Democrats, I call them demon rats, have always faced a prohibitive path this year in defending their narrow control of the Senate, given that the incumbents facing re-election in either in states that Trump had carried twice before or had narrowly lost in 2020. In the House, Republicans are defending a narrow majority, and it could take a week or more before control is officially determined. Are we going to have a nice Christian Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House? Or will we have some lame-o, like that light-skinned black guy or something, for the Democrat, for a Speaker of the House? That would be terrible. But hey, we deal with terrible things all the time. We're men, right? Some of us. World leaders reacting to our greatest president Trump's election victory today and yesterday, honestly, by offering congratulations. Israeli Prime Minister-based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, who was early on congratulating Biden, called Trump's win history's greatest comeback, and indeed he's right, and said Trump's return to the White House, to turn it white on the inside again, offers a new beginning for America and a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and America. Ukraine's president, not a Christian, Volodymyr Zelensky, said he appreciates Trump's commitment to peace through strength. Indeed, he should. He looks sort of manly. He looks kind of like American Anchor Baby. You know, Volodymyr Zelensky? he likes his peace through strength approach to global affairs, and so do I. So that's one thing that we can agree on. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Know thyself. I'm telling you as a witness, the most powerful thing you can do for yourself and for whole life is to know thyself. Because you don't know yourself, and that's why you're suffering. Really, you don't know yourself, and that's why you're suffering. Know thyself. So the biblical question, do you understand yourself? Amazing. You can get involved no matter what you're doing and where you are. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Amazing. Congratulations, America. Daddy is home. Daddy, your dad is home. Dad is home to stay. I want Trump to be president forever. I want him never to leave, to be like Putin. He is in there. Stay there. And make America great again. 888-7753-773. How are you feeling today? Let me go to Stacy out of Texas. Stacy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Theo, Jesse.
Good morning. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit because you kept getting reports that Texas was turning blue. And I always wanted to call in and say, no, it's not. Who's telling you that?
You know, I keep
yeah, go ahead.
I keep hearing it. I remember the last time I was in Texas, about a year ago now.
Yeah.
And my driver was telling me that Texas was turning blue. And he had moved there from another state. And he said that it was turning blue. I know that some of the cities are turning blue there, but I hope Texas is not turning blue. It should stay red.
Yeah, it's not, and it wasn't. And I think maybe there's just those smaller towns. I don't know, but
right.
I'm kind of in the middle DFW area.
Right.
And even though it looks that way on the outside, it really isn't. It's always been red.
Nice. And so I heard that Ted Cruz won his seat back last night.
Yeah. You know, I was iffy on that, but, I mean, the best person, I guess, for the job.
You were iffy on Cruz?
Yeah, there was some things that went through that he was kind of being sensitive about, and I wasn't sure if that was correct, because I never know what's true or not, because they don't really report the truth anymore. So, but I still voted for him, so, yeah.
He's kind of a rhino anyway, right?
Yeah, that's why. I was like, well, there's no other choice. What am I going to do?
So, yeah. Amazing. Yeah. And last but not least, were you surprised Trump won or were you expecting him to win?
It was up in the air. I didn't really want to be like, yeah, he's going to win because I did that last time and we lost.
Right.
And so this time I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have any expectations. If it happens, it happens. I'm so happy. And if it's not, then we'll just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know either way. So, yeah.
Right on. Amazing. Well, we'll see what he does now. And
The real work starts now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one last thing, Stacey, that's going to be interesting is when the Democrats have to pass the torch on to Trump, will they do it?
Yeah.
You know, will they have a hard time giving it over to him?
I don't think so. I mean, they act like two-year toddlers most of the time, so I think they're going to make it very difficult. So, yeah. Throwing fits like toddlers, so I don't think it's going to be easy for them.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, nice. Yeah. Well, I hope Texas does not turn blue. I hope it stays red.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hopefully.
All right. Amazing. Thank you, Stacey.
Yeah. You have a good day.
You too. 888-7753-773. There's one line open. Let me go to Mo. Mo Better Blue out of Arkansas, better known as Arkansas. Mo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Mo.
Oh, you know me, I'm a black man. I'm 38, you know, and I've been talking about Trump for a while.
Right.
You know, my family, they went against me, and a lot of my friends have went against me. And, you know, this is a day of vindication, you know, for America. And I want to thank you, you know, because, you know, you've been putting on this fight, you know, and fighting against the establishment and the racism and the anger. And I want to just thank you for doing what you do. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
It's a vindication for all of us. You know what I mean? And America is starting to get back on the right track, and it's going to start to be great again, you know?
Right on. Isn't that amazing? It feels like a new day.
It does.
A new beginning.
You know, I mean, she was talking about hope and change. Like, nah, you get Trump back in here. This is the real hope. This is the real change that America needs. Everybody, even if you hate Trump, he's going to make your life better, whether you like it or not, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. That's right. He's going to benefit everybody, not just Republican. It's going to be for everyone, man.
For everybody, you know, whether you hate him, like, you're going to have more money in your pocket. You know what I mean? Everybody's going to have more money.
Yeah.
When everybody has more money, everything gets better. Crime.
Yeah.
All that stuff. It all gets better. Everybody's happier with more money. And I'm just like, it restores my faith in humanity and the American society that people were smart enough to not get fooled again, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know if the Republicans are controlling both houses now? The Congress and Senate.
Man, I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I went to the bar yesterday, and I was trying to watch the race, and I went there, and I was like, "Why did they don't got the race on the TV?" And I was like, I was talking to somebody, and they were like, "Nah, you know, you can't have it on the TV because you know people go crazy, you know, and you don't want to have alcohol in the bar with and a lot of political opinions because people go crazy." And right after I said that, somebody across the bar started going crazy.
Really?
Know? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I understand that. And I was trying to watch it on my phone, and, like, you know, I didn't really understand. So I was like, man, I'm going to sleep, man. I'll just wake up and find out what's going on. And then I woke up, and they were like, Trump won. And I was like, no way. And then when they heard it on the Breakfast Club, you know, I was like, if Charlamagne is going to say Trump won, then, yeah, Trump won. And I heard him say it, and I was like, oh, okay. All right, yeah, we did it, baby. We did it. You know what I mean?
Right on.
We made America great again, and we're about to make it great again, you know?
That's right.
But we did it. A lot of that is because of you.
Thank you, man. Did your family congratulate you?
They won't pick up the phone. I've been calling them. You know? They won't. You know, they had so much to say, you know, yesterday and the day before, but all of a sudden, they too busy to pick up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah,
you
know, yeah.
It's gonna take them a little while to, you know, absorb this. You know, but
yeah.
Hey, but you know, here's the real problem, man. I mean, like, all right, do you really think Kamala's going to certify these elections? I mean, I think we're going to have a real problem, you know?
Yeah, I was, wondering what would happen with that. Would Joe Biden do it or Kamala Harris? It's going to be interesting to see.
You know, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. You know what I mean? Like, we won. Did he win the popular vote?
He did, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he won
the
popular vote.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you can't deny that he won. Right. So, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, like, I don't trust these Democrats, man. They're going to do something. There's going to be some funny business happening.
Well, it's going to it's going to be a very, 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 from now, as long as Donald Trump is in there, things are going to be interesting. They will get better, I believe, but the Democrats are not going to be happy, that's for sure.
Well, I hope they play by the rules. Yeah. I hope they, you know, preserve democracy like they're always screaming.
I know.
This is democracy, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, you're fighting for democracy, so, like, this is democracy in action, so... They should hand it over, no problem, on January 6th or whatever, you know?
That's right. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Mo. I got to run. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate you and everything you did, man. And, you know, hey, man, you deserve to have yourself a nice steak dinner tonight, man.
I will. That's all good. Amazing.
All right. Have a good day,
thank you,
Mo. Brother.
Okay. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to... Georgia, on my mind, and talk to Crystal. Crystal, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Good morning. How you feeling?
I feel amazing. The Trump train is here in Georgia. We did it.
Amazing. Down in Georgia. Right on.
As you know, we have a great governor here, the Republican governor in Georgia. I'm just so excited and overjoyed. So.
That's amazing. Did you think Trump would win or not?
I did. I actually felt it. I felt that he was going to win. I felt like he was made. I said to myself, Trump was made for this moment.
Yeah, it definitely was. I absolutely agree. I was surprised. Well, not surprised. But it was nice to see the number of people who voted for him down in Georgia.
Yes. So I'm still overjoyed. I'm like, I don't know where to begin my celebration. It's a great feeling. Also, I wanted to say shout out to the black people that voted for Trump and shout out to the black women who are for Trump. I'm a black female and I am for Trump. So.
Right on. And that was... it's been reported that a big number of black men voted for him, too.
Yes, it was exciting to see that. As a woman, seeing black men stand up for right, I was so excited. I'm still excited, so yes.
You make a good point. It really was nice to see for a change, black men standing up and not following where the black woman go, but they stood up and went and did the right thing. It was nice to see that.
Exactly. And also, I like that many black men did not take the bullying that many tried to do to them. They didn't take that. Many of them stood against that. So that was good to see also.
It
so
was. You said the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, went and tried to embarrass them and calling them names because they weren't voted for Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
Amazing. Exactly.
So I'm excited. So I know the celebration will continue, but I had to call in. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad you did, and congratulations, and make America great again. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Kayvon. Kayvon out of California. Kayvon, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Kayvon. No,
Brother Jesse Lee Peterson. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Amazing.
How we doing, my friend?
All is well. How you feeling this morning?
Oh, it's insane, man. I'm a commercial electrician, and I'm walking around the job site this morning, and it's just nothing but smiles and good energy in here, man. It's incredible.
Yeah. So you, the people on your job, were there some that voted for Camilla, you know?
If there is, they're definitely hiding because it seems like Trump territory around here. I mean, we're a bunch of blue collar, hardworking men, so yeah. It's really you'd have to be thoroughly brainwashed in order to fall for that shit, you know. So
amazing. Well, congratulations. Yeah. We finally got someone in control of our country that's going to make it better.
It's about time, man. And then this time we got to rail against all the craziness. No more collusion. No more lies. No more 4 years of not my president. No more of that nonsense, man. We got to come together on this one and calm everybody down and make it productive, you know.
I'm wondering how all those entertaining people, how they feel today, those who went and supported Camilla, as though they thought that their opinion mattered to someone. I wonder how they feeling today.
I agree. A bunch of rich, sad celebrities, a bunch of celebrity endorsements that know nothing about politics.
Right.
I'd say about 70% of them probably went to the Diddy parties, and that's why they're speaking out, because Trump's coming for all those people, man. He's coming for all the crazies and, you know, release the Epstein files and continue this battle against all this horrible stuff that's going on in our nation.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, thank you, Kayvon. I appreciate you, man.
Jesse, I appreciate you, my friend, very much. Like everyone said, who's been calling, the work you do is great. You're hilarious. You're a beautiful energy, and we appreciate the great black hope for doing the work for the great white hope, because we got him back in, my friend.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Amazing. No,
thank you, man. Take care.
All right. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chats.
Benny bought our coffee. It's my son Genesis's 16th birthday today, and Trump is the president.
Wow.
What an amazing day.
What an amazing day to be celebrating your birthday. Wow. You don't know if you're happy for the birthday or Trump or both. Congratulations. Amazing.
Nikki bought a coffee. Hola, Jesse. Biblical question answer.
Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself?
The question doesn't make sense to me. How can I understand something that is beyond words, mind, and intellect? My answer is no, I do not. Monkey covering its mouth emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Prep Ham Paul gave a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
I woke up this morning suddenly feeling so unburdened by what has been.
I understand. That's deep. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, God never intended for women to lead because he knows that women were created to follow and not to lead.
Yeah.
No hard feelings to Kamala Harris, but I wish that she would think about what she is doing wrong by trying to lead men.
Well, we can forget about her now. It's over. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah. Amazing, Mike.
Jest curses bought a coffee. Jesse, please tell us some of the things you expect from Trump's presidency.
To shut the border down, deport as many of the illegal aliens as you can, start drilling again. That's one thing I'm really happy about.
Oh, yeah.
The border and then drilling. Start drilling again. Get rid of some of these regulations and taxes and things like that, and bring back the police, and last but not least, make a strong military again. I want my military back. I want America to be safe, protected. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on Rumble, another Rumble rant, J1D2. Watch out for any civil unrest. Stay peaceful. You wouldn't want the current administration declaring martial law.
Yeah.
Because then no one would take the new office as president.
Yeah. That's what I say. Hey, don't overreact no matter which way it had gone. Do not overreact. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you, as I've done already, don't overreact to anything in life. The world says overreact. The truth says don't. The world says to fight. The truth said to lay down your weapon and let the truth fight your battle. Amazing. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, bought a coffee. Congratulations, America. You have won your freedom back. The wall going up.
Oh, party the wall emoji. Going up. Thank you, Julie. You're right. And congratulations, Julie, as well. And the wall is going up. Amazing.
Another coffee from Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, it's great that Trump won and now Kamala Harris will not do worse than Obama did by trying to ruin America into a ghetto. Can you imagine if she had won? One last thing, Lake and Riley, this win from the Great White Hope is for you.
Amazing. Who is Lake and Riley?
I think she was the beautiful young white woman who got maybe like raped and murdered by an illegal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Out of Georgia somewhere?
Somewhere.
It's south for me to me. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
See you on Bought a Coffee. Congratulations, Jesse. It was too big to rig. I'm glad the people knew exactly what was at stake and turned out for him. Clapping emoji with black hands. Love you, Jesse.
I love you back. And thank you. And I love the fact that it was so many people voted for the Great White Hope, and they were able to determine in the same night who won. That was mind-blowing, too. So nice. It was nice to see that again. Because normally, in the good old day, we would know the same day of the election who won. And we got that back. That was pretty good last night. Thank you.
Decisive victory. No fear, just faith, bought our coffee. In his victory speech last night, Trump declared we have entered the golden age of America. 4 years of Trump and then 8 years of Vance as POTUS, President of the United States. 12 years to repent and make America great again. As I'm sure you didn't know, Jesse, the number 12 is very biblical. Look it up. You will find it represents God's order and perfect government. Watch and pray, folks. Watch and pray.
Amazing. Thank you.
American Indeed. Flags.
Thank you. Amazing.
Greenwall with a coffee. I thought I heard you say the hardest things for men to overcome are food and sex.
Yes.
Why do you?
Well, it's the last thing that men have to overcome is food and sex, and it is the hardest thing.
Why do you think they're the hardest things for us to overcome, he asks.
Because it feeds the ego. When you eat, you forget because you're seduced by the food. And the same thing with sex. When you have sex, you forget. You think that's love. You think you go unconscious. That's why. But if you stay conscious, I want you to try this. The next time you have a meal, stay conscious through the whole meal. Be aware of yourself eating, sitting down, getting the food, sitting down, and eating every bite. Be aware of that. See how long that lasts. Amazing. When you can conquer that, you shall be free. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Greenwell. ZT Den bought a coffee. Thank you, men, for turning out and showing up. Once again, our men have saved this nation. The men won this election. Thank you. Thanks, hands, American flag, and American flags and strong arms.
Hey.
Alpha.
Man.
Thank you, ZT Den.
Thank you, though. I appreciate it. He a beta. Hake.
Right. Not ZT Den.
Beta Hake.
Pardon my butchering of your name, by the way. Nick LaBoy bought a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
This might be wishful thinking, but I believe with RFK fixing our health codes, male testosterone are going to rise, creating a burst in male dominance in conservative thinking. This is Nick LaBoy.
If ever we needed that, we need it now. I haven't seen him a lot lately. I forgot about Kennedy.
I thought I saw him at the party.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So,
cool.
At Trump party.
Nice.
Rashad bought a coffee. Hey, JSP. I think he means JLP. Love what you do. 24-year-old just started tapping in live in Baltimore. And looking to attend a bond event or church service, where can I find schedule details?
Tell them.
Rebuildingtheman.com/church for the church schedule. You can join us in person here in L.A. if you get out here. And men's forums are typically the first Thursday of the month. You check out rebuildingtheman.com/events or call the bond office, 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980 to confirm those things. But church is always every Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. yep. here in Los Angeles.
RebuildingTheMan.com/church. All are invited. Thank you. Appreciate it. I like you, Sherry Hake.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Black Santa.
Have an amazing Christmas. With Christmas monkeys, by the way, we're not going to monkey this up.
Stop monkeying around, boy.
As the great Ron DeSantis said, let's not monkey this up.
Amazing. You can get the shirts at RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Nice. Let me go to first time call out of New York. Josh. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse Lee. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I think you've done more for America than anyone in the mainstream media. My question for you is, what now that Trump has been elected for part two, what would you like to see happen in an ideal world in the black community? In other words, what would you like to see have happen because of this victory? And who would you like the new black leaders to be, if there are any? You've got to do away with Al Sharpton.
Yeah,
and the like.
What I want to see happen in the black community is jobs, bring back jobs, yeah. Bring back the police so we can have law and order in the black community. It's going to be good to see men go back to work and provide for the family and not rely on the woman. It's going to be really nice to see the borders are shut down, so all this fighting going on between the blacks and the Mexicans will somehow or another slow down, at least, because you're never going to get rid of the whole thing unless you change the hearts of the people. But I just want to see the same thing for the black community as I do for all the community, is to have law and order and work and take care of themselves. And as far as the black leaders, black people don't need a leader. The problem is they're looking not to God to lead them, but they've been looking to some person to lead them, like the so-called NAACP and Al Sharpton and all those people. Black men and women need to take back their own lives and live their own lives for themselves. And I promise they would get better if they were to do that as well.
Amen. Thank you so much, Jesse Lee.
Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Let me go and talk to, is it Liz? Lizzo out of California. Lizzo, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Mr. Jesse?
Go ahead. Loud and clear.
Yes. I just wanted to say really quick, because I heard on the Super Chats, there was a gentleman that said about men. Well, about 2 months ago when my son and I were worried about Kamala showing her face more in the media and announcing that she was going to run. So, you know, I heard my son and his friends talking about, you know, they're worried about her. And I said, don't worry about her, because if Trump gets in, and I know he will, it's going to be because of the men, especially white men. Mr. Jesse, when I was growing up, whether I was overseas or on the mainland,
yes,
I was always jealous of my white friends because they always went places with their dads. I don't know about the moms, but the dads love their kids so much, especially the white men.
Yeah,
they love their sons. They love their daughters. And in high school in the Philippines, I'd be so jealous of it. Even if my friends were half white or half Asian, whatever, mostly white people, they would have cars. They'd drive their cars to school, nice cars, whether their dads were enlisted or officers. The white men, they love their kids. So I know when I heard Trump won, my son called me at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, and said, Trump won, Mom. I said, I know. Thanks to the white guys, the white men. Thank God for white men.
That's right.
But I know, Mr. Jesse, black men love their kids, you know, and then I've heard of Asians loving their kids. But my goodness, Mr. Jesse, if I can remember anything in my life, white men love their kids. That's all I got to say, Mr. Jesse. Have a wonderful day. I'm at work. I got to go.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome. Bye now. Amazing. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. Back in a moment.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. What a time. When all God's children get to heaven, what a time. Amazing. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. Excuse me. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. At 11 a.m., Joel, he ain't skating for nothing. On fire. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the American Anchor Baby has energy given to him. Not on loan, but a gift to keep. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Amazing hat. Let's see it again. Isn't that a nice hat?
I can barely move with this thing.
You look like a Mexican in it.
I do.
See you, senor.
See you, Trump.
Let me go to Zenny out of Canada. Zenny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going, brother?
All is well. Amazing.
Are you feeling extra all is well today or just regular all is well?
I feel like 90 going north.
Hey, you too, brother. Man, it feels like a new day.
It sure does. It feels like a brand new start.
Like a sunshiny day, as they say.
How are those people feeling about the election in Canada? Were they for Trump?
Oh, no. The Canadians, no. There's a lot of, well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm from Toronto, so it's a big kind of liberal city. But there are definitely, you know, you'll find your Trump voters here and there, Trump supporters. But it's definitely less, I would say, than in America.
So I was liberal here. I was under the impression that the government in Canada was socialist, liberal, and all that mess. But I was thinking that the people, well, I know some of the people are, of course, but most of the people were not. Am I wrong about that?
Most of the people are not social. No, man, it's getting bad over here. I'd say I walk around my city, and all I see is foreigners and liberals. It's weird. It's like I just walk around. It's just like I just know everyone is either a foreigner or they're kind of like a leftist-leaning person. You can just kind of see it on them.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's getting really bad in the big cities because they're just stuffing them full of immigrants.
Wow. Well, that's what they're doing here, too. Hopefully that would change now. And especially with Donald Trump being there, he made a promise that he would shut down the borders and he would ship them out. So we'll see what happened with that. We really need that in our country.
I'm really hoping and praying that Donald Trump getting elected and doing that is going to enact, you know, because Europe needs it, Canada needs it, America needs it, like the whole Western world needs, you know, these people to be deported. There's just, there's way too many illegals, way too many people who just don't jive with the system. In Canada, actually, you guys could check this out, and Nick, you should check this out. We have a city called Brampton, and it's actually just basically filled with like Indians and like brown people. It's like an Indian city now.
We call it Browntown. Like,
it's like Browntown. Yeah, they have
we
like
don't even call
Hindus
it Brampton anymore.
Sikhs fighting each other, like they're like attacking each other's like temples. They're even like killing each other. Like we have like a basically like a whole ethnic war going on
Halal
in
gang.
Canada with all this with all these immigrants. It's insane. Like
they call themselves Halal Gang. In some
do cases. They? I don't even, yeah, maybe yeah. Nick, you're
well,
up
there's
on
full
it.
On gangs.
They call them what now?
Yeah.
Halal gang. There's full Halal? On. There's full of foreign gangs forming in some of these cities.
That was starting to happen here. That's why I'm glad Trump would do something about it. It's a whole bunch of gang members from different countries and everything. Yeah. What
it's importing
man.
The world's problems, you know? But yeah. Trump is going to bring an end to this. Hopefully, you know. Hopefully,
yeah. Dang. Amazing. Thank you, Zinni. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to you, Jesse, for all your work in, you know, promoting Trump and, you know, bringing us all the great white hope from the great black hope. And I just want to say thanks, brother.
You're welcome,
God
brother.
Bless you.
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Amazing. I think Trump will affect the world in a positive way, just like he did the first time in office. And so we'll see. We'll see. I was very concerned and still concerned after the first assassination attempt. I was real concerned. I'm like, what? Nah. And I still am, so hopefully he'll watch his back. Watch his back. Let me go to Danny, a first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, long-time listener, first-time caller.
I appreciate
here
it.
In Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And I'm also a registered independent, voted for Trump the first time. I'm a blind man, and I say even the blind can see that Trump was the great white hope and choice for people in my state, definitely helped to bring that about. But my question to you—
Let me ask you this before you ask the question. You said you voted for Trump for the first time this time?
For the first time. I've been a registered independent. I worked as a third-party. I worked for a company headquartered out of Florida. I lost my vision 2 years ago. So I was working with local governments in Pennsylvania, Ohio, in New York, in Virginia prior to that. But,
okay.
So I worked with governments and I always saw what was going on both sides. So I always stayed independent for that matter.
Right on.
But this time around, I couldn't just ignore what was going on with our country, the illegals, the cost of living, all of these things, the lunatics on the left that just, you know, putting tampons in boys' bathrooms, all the crazy stuff we've heard about, but we knew some of it and most of it to be true. And
well, congratulations, man. You voted for him this time. Right on.
Yeah, my question to you is, we're feeling amazing this morning.
Amazing.
Amazing, but what do you think is Trump's biggest opposition now that he's been? Whether that be Rhino, Republicans, or the Democrats coming after him, or attorneys and other people coming after him, what do you think is his biggest problem that he's going to have to deal with?
I think it's going to be the Democrats. They're still going to come after him because they're going to start right now working to try to get back in. Believe me, they're not going to sit down. And then they're going to do all they can to try to stop everything that he tries to do to make America great again. Close the border, deport the illegals, drilling. They're not going to like the idea of drilling at all. So I think that that's going to be, and knowing Trump, it's not going to be an issue for him, though they will go after him. I just think Trump, he has an insight that the average American don't have yet. And Americans don't have yet. And I think that it won't be a problem for him, but they will go after him. And the rightos, because the rightos, they are no different than the Democrats, to be honest.
Yeah, that's how I feel. All right, Jesse, have a blessed day, sir.
You too.
Have an amazing day.
Amazing. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Amazing. Let me go to Roy, a first-time caller out of. There's one line open at 888-7753-773. Let me go to Roy out of first-time call out of Canada. Roy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you, man?
All is well, sir. Amazing.
Amazing, yes. I would like to congratulate every American for the Trump win. That is a really good thing for the whole world, not just USA.
That's right. You're right. Trump election will have an impact on the whole world. That's for sure.
That is correct, my friend.
Yeah. Nice.
And one other thing that I wanted to say to all the Trump haters on U.S., if you're thinking of leaving U.S., don't even think about moving to Canada. We have enough snowflakes in here.
Amazing. Those people, they're not going anywhere. They know that this is the best country on this side of heaven. They know it. They're not going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's like I've heard. The United States is the country that even if you hate it, you would not leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Roy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And keep up the great work, Jesse. Love you.
Love
God bless.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Amazing. What a time, what a time, what a time. When all God's children get to heaven. When all God's children get to heaven. What a time, what a time, what a time. We're gonna have a time. We're gonna have a time. We're gonna have a time. Amazing. Let me go to Renee out of Texas. Renee, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is.
I know, man. Amazing.
Holy crap. You know what? I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was coming. I'm just over the moon today about what this country is going to look like now. You know, Trump is going to turn this ship around. He's going to get it back on track. He's going to make it great again. And it's just a glorious, glorious day. Praise God.
Amazing. Can you, I'm sorry to ask you to use your imagination for 1 minute. Can you imagine what would have happened had Camilla got in there? That would have been, I can't even find the words to say how bad things would have gotten.
You don't have to ask me to imagine it because we've already been living it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The last 4 years have been it. And I mean, obviously it would have been worse, but you know, a big thing that we need to also talk about is, you know, the people that came out and vote, they brown, they black, they showed up. They're sick of the identity politics. They're sick of the lies that the Democrats spew on a daily basis. They're sick of the mainstream media calling, you know, this man Hitler, Nazis, through all the BS. They are sick of it, and the American people spoke last night, and today is a glorious day because of it.
It is. One last thing about that is I noticed during the campaign that the Democrats would lie to the American citizen, and they would act as though we didn't know that they were lying. It's as though they didn't know that we know that the food prices are through the roof. And we didn't know the crime was out of control. We didn't know that illegals coming in from everywhere. They acted as though we didn't know it. It was crazy how they would look us in the face and just lie.
Well, yeah, that is the Democratic way. The Democrats insult our intelligence on a daily basis.
Yeah,
they think like we can't see for ourselves and think for ourselves. So we're gonna think for you. We're gonna do the right things for you. Just vote us in. Don't worry. Everything that's happening right in front of you, it's not really happening. Just ignore it and listen to us.
Yeah.
You know?
What
I heard
mess.
That. I heard that, you know, Kamala did call and make a concession call last night, but it was to Joe Biden. And she said, "We didn't do it, Joe." So, and Biden was confused. He was like, "Who's this? Shyamala? M. Night Shyamala? Man, I love your movies, man." Like, they don't even know what's going on, man.
I know,
so
man. Amazing.
I just wanted to call in
and just be a part of this beautiful day with you. And I'm a fairly newer listener. I've been watching you a little long, about a year, but I've been listening to your show every day, probably about 4 or 5 months now. And you know, you're consistent. You know, the Great White Hope, man, he did it. And I'm excited about what it's going to do for this country.
Absolutely.
And one last thing, if I may.
Go ahead.
I believe this is going to be a 12-year run, Jesse. I believe the 4 years and after Trump is done, I believe he knew exactly what he was doing when he picked J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
He's smart. He's sharp. He's a Marine. He can talk. He's not afraid to battle. And I think after these 4 years, J.D. is going to be the guy in the very few that can go from VP to P. And I think he's going to do it, and I think he's going to leave this country in a phenomenal place. I am praying we get 12 years of greatness.
Yeah. I have a wait-and-see attitude about all things, but I believe what you just said about J.D. I was hoping that Trump would pick him, and once he did, I was like, right on. And then I saw how he dealt with the media. And that was, I'm like, yeah, this is the right one.
Yeah. And look, if liberals and the Democrats, the ones that hate Trump for who he is and how he acts, great. Guess what? Your next choice is going to be a guy who will make you feel warm and good because he's more, quote, presidential.
Yeah, yeah.
J.D. Vance knows how to speak. He's articulate. He's intelligent. He can unite, and he is smart, and he is feisty. He will fight with the media. He doesn't care. He'll give it back to him.
Yeah.
And he can be more presidential for you if that's what you need. Because he's coming. After these 4 years, watch out. I think J.D. Vance is going to be the next president.
I hope so. Absolutely. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you. Hey, did I miss the message, but when are we going to be able to buy you and the horse?
I got it. Hassan and I are working on something. Let me meet with him. I'm going to make the announcement really soon. I think he told me it's ready now, but I want to make sure. So I'll make it real soon, all right?
All right, I'm ready to go. I got my credit card out and ready. Let's go.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Talk to y'all soon. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you. Bye. Amazing. So, Hake is telling me that he heard the dollar value increased upon news of Trump's win. The value of the dollar. Amazing, huh? Everything good. Let me go to Presley out of North Carolina. Presley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Greetings and salutations, sir.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Oh, yes, sir. Congratulations to everybody.
Yeah.
Just wanted to ask you real quick to use your imagination. I wonder, when Biden told all those illegals to surge the border and gave them all Biden T-shirts and hats, how confused those illegals were when they got to the polls to vote and didn't see Biden's name on the ballot.
That's a good point, man. Because I can see them now.
Who's Harris?
Yeah, I can see them now coming across the borders, and they were thanking Biden. They were saying they were coming because of Biden. They had a Biden T-shirt. And then they show up at to vote, and no Biden. They're like, what the?
Yeah, they didn't know who Harris was. Everybody in the world knows Trump.
That's right. Also,
I think they got votes by default.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think Biden, at least his wife, wasn't very happy the way they treated Biden. I don't think they ever got past that.
Oh, no. You know how women are. They'll hold on to it till the grave.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a blessed one.
You too,
buddy. God bless America.
That's right. Oh, amazing. Thank you. God bless America. Amazing. While Hate is coming, let me go to Illinois and talk to what? Tien out of Illinois. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
How you doing, sir?
I heard you voted for Kamala.
Never. Ain't that much weed in the world.
So, okay. So I'm looking at the black vote that voted for Trump.
Right.
Nothing is final yet, but it's major, unprecedented that went to the Republican Party ever since basically the Richard Nixon. So, well, actually, basically since FDR. So, so traditionally, if you have less than 10% black votes that went Republican, the Democratic Party has a big chance to win the presidency. If it's between 10% to 20%, then it will be quite a challenge for the Democrats. But if it's more than 20%, then the Democrat can forget about winning the presidential election. But this year, nothing is final yet, but, you know, it's about 20% of black votes that went to Trump. So my question is, does that mean there's a moral improvement among the blacks, especially black male? Because, you know, a lot more black male voted for Trump this year and right. a lot less black female, although more than 2020, but the primary surge, the black male. So have you is that a sign of a black moral improvement, or have you felt anything?
I one of the reasons I believe that the blacks voted for, especially black men, for Trump is because, number one, they are able to see for themselves what was going on, really going on. High prices, gas prices, all the violence, and a lot of black men out of work. And so they didn't have to rely on the liberal media or their so-called black leadership to tell them what to think of what was really going on and who was to blame. They knew that it was the Democratic Party to blame for all the destructions in America today. Also, the one thing that Trump did that we had not seen a lot of, if any at all, was he went into the black areas and talked and spoke to the black people. And normally the Republicans don't do that. And I've been saying for a long time, since Bill Clinton, that the Republicans need to go into the black areas and talk to the black people. Even if they disagree with them, at least have a meeting with them and meet with them and talk to them so they can start to see what Republicans are all about. So I think that had a great impact. And I believe we'll have a way to see. But this, now that Trump is there, it's going to help black men grow even more so, because now they're going to be able to take care of themselves. They get jobs. And the crime rate going down a little bit. And illegal aliens is not going to be piling up in their communities, because a lot of these illegal aliens end up in the inner cities. And that affect the blacks even more so. I think we're going to see a lot of that change now.
Are you against unauthorized alien like blanket, or if you are okay with unauthorized alien who can be economically independent and, you know, cause no trouble?
Am I against what now?
So are you against unauthorized aliens, just blanket against? All of them.
I don't want illegals coming into our country illegally, period.
Right.
Can you hold up? Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour's coming up. Hey, kids, coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Hold on. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session,
If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildthedemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Mess going on in the world, but things are looking up because we're at the bottom of the trash barrel looking up. Thank God for Trump. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, November 6th, 2024 AD. Tomorrow is the first Thursday of the month. That means Men's Forum is happening tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Not recorded, not live streamed. No gossiping afterwards, just men talking about real life stuff. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, rebuildingtheman.com/events. And women's forums are third Thursday of the month, typically 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, unless it is canceled. Sometimes, occasionally, unfortunately, we do have to cancel sometimes. But anyway, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, actually, Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys. Manhood Hour, third hour, Wednesdays. So JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full. We will get to your super chats as well. The Buy Me a Coffee, the Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App. But first, fake news, not fake news. Abortion, right? Oh, after the JLP Show, the Hake Report. And then Joelle Friday TV, catch it. Joelle Friday is pumped. We are the champions. And then American Anchor Baby this afternoon, evening. And also, there's going to be a Bond Archive Sunday service premiere. Okay? So do catch that on the Bond YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed to the Church with Jesse Lee Peterson audio podcast. You can go to rebuildingtheman.substack.com, I think, and catch the JLP highlights and Church with JLP archive stuff. Abortion rights. No such thing. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN says more than 2 years after the so-called Supreme Court rightly overturned the disgraceful 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, and they ended the federal constitutional right to abortion. No such thing. Voters in 10 states cast ballots on whether to cement so-called reproductive rights, or more like stopping the reproduction so-called right, in their state constitutions. So far, 4 out of those 10 states so far, Arizona, Colorado, New York, and Maryland, have passed measures so-called protecting, not protecting the babies, or expanding the right to kill the baby and the woman, extract the baby, and not let the woman go through her natural process and not catch breast cancer and stuff. That may be fake news, but I still like it. The ABC link, look it up. Abortion breast cancer link. Is there a link? I don't know. Meanwhile, a Florida amendment to protect the so-called right to abortion up to the point of viability will fail. Based Florida, so projects CNN. The state's 6-week ban will remain in place. 3 other states, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota, had ballot measures on whether to invalidate the state's current abortion bans or their restrictive policies. We'll see what happens. And the stock market, financial markets are set to rise sharply today on the heels of the significant re-election of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. They know what's up. Dow futures soared 1,200 points, or 2.9%. The broader S&P 500, whatever this stuff is, I don't know, was 2.3% higher, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ surged 1.8%. Even the tech world loves President Trump because Trump loves America and freedom. The U.S. dollar rose 1.7% against the Oira. Is that how you pronounce Euro? The Euro, Oira? And the British pound, too, were dominating to the highest level since July. Bitcoin, you know, the Bitcoins, they also rocketed to a new high of $74,000 for one single measly little Bitcoin early today. A so-called red wave could usher in an era of deregulation, which is good for business, and pro-business laws and policies that investors believe could benefit the stock market. However, Trump has advocated for policies including tax breaks and increased public spending that could significantly increase America's budget deficit. But he will get the debt back under control. I do believe in pray and hope. Maybe. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new, a doozy. Amazing question. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? You can podcast all the shows, but you don't have to miss one. Because no matter where you are and what you're doing, today is a major celebration. You may be celebrating, or you may be crying in your milk. You could be listening to the show by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we are going to get to your super chats. You can, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of the show today. And every Wednesday, third hour is and will always be Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
We still have votes to count. We will continue overnight.
I bet you will.
To fight to make sure that every vote is counted. So you won't hear from the vice president tonight.
You go there. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Yeah. Huge, huge part of the story that it's hard to even digest fully at this moment.
Somebody please let me know when the blues starts to shift. Somebody let me know when the blues starts to shift, please.
So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming? So let this go away and see if there's anything in the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
We will make America great again.
Amazing. What the... Amazing. What was that? What was he saying about literally not one county?
That was a Jake Tapper in a moment that's being shared a bunch where he seemed incredulous that Harris was not
had not received a vote in that area they were looking at that moment.
He was like, literally not one county? What the? I'm being told that Biden outperformed Kamala in every county. Kamala did not outperform Biden in any county. What the? What were the Democrats thinking when they got Kamala? Were they high? A pot? What were they thinking? So listen, it's Manhood Hour. Rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man, all right? And I want to, two things I want to do really fast, and we're going to move calls and super chats. I want to, you all know what Trump went through, right? In this campaign. You saw it with your own eyes. All that stuff he went through, two assassination attempts, and just everything, right? And he stood strong. He didn't cry. He stood strong. He endured. Congratulations, Donald Trump. The 47th president, right, Nick?
Yes,
47th
correct.
President. Donald Trump is a living example for all human beings. All. It doesn't matter what. You shouldn't be. Well, I'll get to all that later. But it doesn't matter what party you're in. Donald Trump is what you call an alpha male. He put the A in alpha and the M in male and the W in white. That's why we celebrate White History Month. To remember and not to forget. Congratulations to Donald Trump and congratulations to the voters. You, we the people, did the right thing. And I just want to have a quick Trump commemoration moment. Watch this from X.
Nothing worth doing ever came easy.
Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation.
Never, ever quit. Never quit.
Adversity makes you stronger. Don't give in, don't back down, and never stop doing what you know is right.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedoms. They're not coming after me. They're coming after you. And I just happen to be standing in their way.
When they couldn't beat him, they tried to bankrupt him.
President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom.
When that didn't work, they tried to put him in federal prison.
Raided by the FBI.
When that didn't work, they even tried to kill him.
He just tried to kill President Trump.
Donald Trump still stands, ready to fight, ready to win, and ready to make America great again.
This is Donald Trump's house, brother.
This election, we all get to choose. I'm going to choose real American leadership and a real American battle. The 45th and soon to be 47th President Donald J. Trump.
We will defeat inflation quickly and we will make America affordable again. I will cut your energy costs in half.
It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break. We are going to bring back the American dream bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
When I'm back in the White House, we will restore world peace and it will be again peace through strength.
I will launch the largest deportation program in American history. I will put these vicious and bloodthirsty criminals in jail or kick them the hell out of our country.
November 5th, 2024 will be Liberation Day in America.
We all salute the same great American flag. Our best days are yet to come.
Together, we will make America great again.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man. Amazing, huh? And I want you to know, every human being can live right here on earth with the same spirit. But you got to return to that spirit. You got to overcome your anger. You got to let go, surrender, and let the spirit of truth take over and endure. You got to endure the death of the ego. If you want life, you got to give up a false life. If you want to live, you got to give up the death of the false life. Donald Trump, whether you see it or not, or know it or not, he's the living example of what we all can do and be. But you got to see what's going on with you. You got to know you, and then you got to give up. And the real you will appear. Donald Trump seemed to know that. He has displayed that over and over and over and over and over again. You're not going to make it with what you've been taught. Your old teaching, from the moment you popped out of your mama womb, everything you've learned got to go if you want to have life. Hold on to, you know how to build a house. You know how to cook a meal. You know how to do practical things. But all this other stuff, you got to lay it down. You got to die from this. There is, I don't care what anyone says, there is a kingdom of heaven within. It's a reality. And you live for that kingdom, you can understand where Donald Trump is coming from. And Donald Trump never brag about it. You know, you don't hear him talking about that. He just live it. And so will you. You just live it. And it doesn't matter, male or female, what color you are, how rich or poor, you got to lay down your life in order to get a life. You got to lay down that false life. You got to overcome fear. You got to overcome fear, men and women. If you notice, you are controlled by fear. Fear dictates your life. It tells you where to go, where not to go. It tells you when to come, what to say, and what to say, not to say, what to do, when to come, when to go. You don't know that you're being dictated by fear. It tells you to be nice when you really don't want to be nice. It tells you to get angry when you know getting angry is not good. It tells you to smile when you really don't feel like smiling. Take a look and see how your fear is controlling you. It controls your whole life. It tells you to help somebody else. You can save someone else when you're not even saved. You haven't saved yourself. You can't save yourself. It tells you to get revenge. It tells you to gossip. It tells you to join the crowd. It tells you not to stand alone. You are controlled by fear. Have you noticed you've been controlled by fear? What would they think? What would they do? How would they feel? What would happen if I don't go to the party? Or what would happen if I'm not invited to the party? What would happen if I don't have any friends? Your whole life is controlled by fear, and you don't see it. You're controlled by fear. Donald Trump is not controlled by fear, and you don't have to be controlled by fear, but you got to be willing to lay down the false life. God did not give you a spirit of fear. He did not give you a spirit of fear. That's not from God, and it's not from you. Your fear, the fear you have is your fake life, and you let it control you. And you hide behind it by calling it you. There's no love in fear. There's no freedom in fear. It's up to you, But if you want the same spirit that controlled Donald Trump to control your life, you can have it. But you got to take control of your life. You're responsible for you. Amazing. He is a perfect example. Look what this man gone through. You saw it for yourself. You didn't hear about it. You saw it. And he didn't bow. He didn't break. He didn't cry. He did not give up. And they did everything they could to hurt him, slander his name. And they did everything they could do, including the rhino Republicans, to hurt Donald Trump. Where is Liz Cheney now? And Dick Cheney and all those rhinos who turned against Donald Trump and went with the Democrats to try to keep Trump from getting in. Where are they now? What are they doing over there when we need them over here? What are they doing over there when we need them over here? Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Bring the boys home. Bring them back alive. Amazing. You can have a life too, folks, but you got to lay down a life. You got to stop judging yourself. You got to stop giving in to the idea of suicidal thoughts. You got to be willing to stand alone and let the whole world go. And then you will control the world. When you're willing to let it go, you can control it. You can control the universe. But as long as you're trying to hold on to it, you're going to be controlled. You will be controlled. Donald Trump is a perfect example. And I said from day one, when he first ran, walking down the street, I'm like, that's the man. He's going to be our next president. And I said, leave a little space, I suggested, so you can watch and learn. And that way you can learn, and you can learn from it and don't get caught up with him per se, but watch. And I want to, this is Manhood Hour. I want to do one more thing, and then I'm going to take your phone calls and super chat. You want to know what it takes to become a real man, alpha male or alpha lady? Ladies, the same principles apply to you too. You can, ladies, take control of your own life. You don't need a man to do that. You need the Father. Life is about a return to the Father, right? You got to forgive your mama and your daddy, and God will forgive you, and you'll open up your eyes. And once you can see, you can't unsee, right? Ladies, that's for you as well. I want you to see what it takes. And if you do this, you will become a man and you will become a lady, a woman, ladies. You will be. And you will be. Can nothing stop it. Watch this, and then I'll take your call. This is what a real man or woman will become if you do this. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. If you can do that, and you can if you want to, you'll be a man. You'll be a woman. You will overcome and being a male and become a man. And for ladies, you will overcome being a female and become a woman. You will. But you got to if. You got to do it. You got to work on you. If you notice, Donald Trump went through all this stuff, and all around him was total chaos. People having a fit. People talking about him, attacking him, shooting at him, and doing everything. He just stayed on that straight and narrow path. It did not. He just stayed there and did what he needed to do. He didn't cry. He didn't change. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to give up because you don't like me. I'm giving up because you're talking about me. You're trying to shoot me and kill me. I'm going to give up. He just, all around him, pure hell. It didn't bother him at all. You can live your own personal and private life in the same way. Isn't that amazing? It's for all who wants it. Not all wants it, but for those who want it, you are your own problem. The only problem you have is you. Everybody around you, they have problems. It's their problem. They, like it did with Trump, they try to dump their problems on you to get a thrill. You don't have to fall for it. Trump just did what he... All that chaos was going on. Bombs everywhere. And he just stayed on it. He didn't cry. He just stayed with it. That's how you work on your life, too, and you'll be fine. You really will. But you must die from the anger, from the fear. Drop the anger, you can drop the fear. Drop the fear, you can drop the anger. And live your life. There's a real life and there's a fake life. And you're living the fake life, the false life. All right? Amazing! Donald Trump is our example, right here on earth. But you're looking at him as a white man. You're looking at him as a conservative Republican or whatever, right? You're not seeing what's driving him. You're not seeing the spirit in him. Your eyes are open, but you cannot see. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to the phones here. Let me go to D out of New Jersey. D, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I am dancing on the ceiling.
Dancing on the ceiling. Oh,
yes,
what a feeling.
I didn't go to bed till 3:30 this morning, but
wow,
it's okay.
That's right.
I had to see. Because the last time I went to sleep and woke up, it was different. So I just thank Jesus that he had mercy on America. He had mercy over us.
Yes.
And that's what I prayed for, you know, and people don't think it's a spiritual battle, but it is.
Yep.
And I just wanted to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. And I love your show, and I support you, and I have all my friends listening to you. And he black.
He black. That's right.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Dee. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Amazing. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Lord. When I was down and my life was torn and through, you were there and brought me through. Oh, Lord. Amazing.
Can I get an amen for that?
Amen. Let me go to first-time caller out of Texas. Jason, a first-time caller. You're on the air, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. Thank you for all you do.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm always well, even when I ain't. Well, Mr. Peterson, I called today because I've got something on my mind. I think Trump got two things he can do to be remembered as one of the greatest presidents of all time. I think the first thing is he's got to do like an act of contrition. I wanted to lay out everything on the table, the Kennedy assassination, Iran-Contra, you name it, the CIA stuff they've done to people foreign and domestically. Lay all that on the table, say, all right, world, this is what we were. We ain't that no more. We're going to start doing stuff right. We're going to move to honesty. Second thing I think he needs to do is we need to we don't need no more laws. We don't need none of that stuff. He got to do one more, I guess, executive order or however he got to do it. Come in there and say, we're going to go back to the Constitution. We're going to go back to the three branches of government. We're going to run things. We don't need all these alphabet agencies. We take them back to where they belong and those so they can be accountable through those three branches of government and accountable to us instead of being all off on these little scattered things where they can take the blame and get all that back to the way it's supposed to be. And I guarantee you, for 100 years, we'll be on the right track again until we mess it all up again. But I think those two things he needs to really take in. I know it's a pipe dream, and it's really hard to do stuff like that, but I think that would move us towards healing, not only the nation, but the world, and how we do things, a paradigm shift to where let's move to honesty. All this doing business where you know, robbing people, PayPal, pyramid schemes everywhere you look and stuff like that, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be honest in your deal.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Well, he definitely has his job cut out because this country right now is in a mess. Everything that could go wrong have gone wrong. And so he definitely has his job cut out for him.
Yes, sir, he does. And we got to be there to support him.
Yeah.
And we do that. To answer the question about the biblical question of the day.
Do you understand yourself?
I think I'm beginning to. I know myself, but I think you're right. I'm beginning to understand myself.
That speech you said there
in the last segment or two, that was the key to getting there. And I appreciate you for that, brother. I really do. And if I ever find myself in California, I'm going to buy you that damn coffee in person.
Amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for all you do, and I'm serious, and I want people to hear me, and I thank you for giving me this opportunity, because I really and truly believe that if we move towards honesty, and I know those two things I mentioned for him to do are pretty lofty things.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that would help the world. But thank you, sir, and y'all have a wonderful day today.
Right on. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Let me go. There's one line open, 888-775-3773. Let me go to a break. I'm coming right back to the phone and your super chat. The D-Live is, the treasure chest is open on D-Live right now. And I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. And I wanna thank you. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. The Hake Report is coming up next at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. You don't want to miss it. He's on fire. Red hot, ready to go. Bring it on. He's not even afraid of the blacks. What the? From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. I can't wait to hear what he has to say today. He was really pushing for Trump the last few days. He doesn't know much about history, but he does know Trump when he sees him. He was pushing for Trump. And he has not gone down to the front of the church and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. What the? And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Energy given to him, not on loan, a gift by God. The next Trump Jr. Or the next X-Man. What's the name of the guy that started X? Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
The next Musk. A genius. Really, I'm not joking. I know it sounds like it is, but one of us, he's a genius. And you don't want to miss it at 4 p.m. All right? Amazing. 888-775-3773. Big Bump is in the house. Well, not in the house, but he's close to the house. He's on the phone. Big Bump out of California. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. How you doing today, Jesse?
Amazing. How you doing? Big Bump, guest host with Hake at times. How you doing, man?
Making America great again. That's how I'm doing.
Amazing.
Yeah. I want to say last night, God's will was done. And, you know, that's why President Trump is where he is right now. A true if man, like you say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He really is, man. Did you watch?
He really, really is.
Did you watch it last? All the people talking, or you just waited until this morning?
No, I watched. I was watching between Nick, Anchor Baby, and Alex Jones.
Nice.
So I was listening to both of them, and then when Nick got off, I just totally listened to them. And so I just followed it all night, stayed up a little later than I wanted to, just to, you know, enjoy them.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It felt like a brand new start for America when I woke up this morning and I saw him won. Hey, it felt like a brand new start.
So I had to go in the office today. I wake up this morning, the sky is almost clear blue out here in Southern California, and it literally took me 20, I'm about to get off the freeway, 20 minutes to get from my house to the office, and typically it takes about 45 minutes. So I don't know what it is, but I'll take it.
That's amazing. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. It's amazing.
Amen.
Did you did you at any point think that Trump was not going to win?
No. You know what? It crossed my mind that how the Dodgers won and beat up on the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I saw it. I just knew that it was going to happen since, you know, a few years ago, it didn't matter. I was always, you know, pretty much optimistic about it.
Nice, man.
I didn't think it was anything. I knew it. I just knew it.
The one thing I knew that the media and all the so-called experts talking about the polls and how close they are and it's tied and blah, 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 I knew that wasn't true because they never tell us the truth. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I knew what they were telling us was not true for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. They lied the whole way, 100% of the time. And that news, that old media type stuff, they're useless and pointless. There's no need for them, really.
Yeah.
So what you do, you know, what James does, Joel and Nick, that's real. That's real news. That's the real media.
And the Anchor Baby, I mean, not the Anchor Baby, but Big Bomb, when he's on with the Hate Report.
Nice. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm at work. I'll possibly see you Sunday or Monday.
Right on.
Hooked up with James about Monday.
Right on.
Hopefully I can make it to church as well.
Well, congratulations on the Trump victory, and we'll see what happens.
Right on.
Thank you, man.
All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Talking to you. Have a good day, all right?
All right. Big Bump from California. And today, on the Bar YouTube channel, the act of speaking up at 3 p.m., just before the Anchor Baby show, the act of speaking up on the Bar YouTube channel, one of our old Sunday service, right? Yeah, one of our old Sunday service. You don't want to miss that. You do not want to miss that. At 3 p.m., the act of speaking up. And also the men's forum this Thursday. I forgot to mention that. I haven't mentioned it all 3 hours. Men's forum this Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month. What the? You don't want to miss it. So Monday's a holiday?
Monday is Veterans Day.
Oh.
November 11th.
Do people... Oh, that's why Big Bob will be here. He'll be guesting with you then?
Yeah, co-hosting.
Nice. Co-hosting with you then.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's do Super Chats. Super.
Super Chats.
Mega Mortis bought a coffee. What's up, Mega Mortis? JLP and crew, thank you for all you do to keep speaking the truth. Stay amazing, brothers.
Amazing. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Thanks, man. It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. First off, I should be the only Uber driver buying you coffees. Just kidding. I'm happy to be part of the Wisconsin win for Trump.
Right on.
Knowing that on the ballot after voting for Trump, of course, I see the only other runners for our district and secretary were also Republicans. Take that, lefties losing it.
Oh, amazing. Nice. Thank you.
Pretty cool.
I appreciate it.
Daniel bought a... Cash App with 25 choo-choo train I guess you're not supposed to call it choo-choo train. Trump train emojis.
Thank you. Sir. Amazing.
Engine emojis.
Get on the Trump train.
All aboard for the gospel train.
Right on.
Truck driver. Thank you, Daniel. Truck driver says, Senor Peterson, now that the White Hope has been elected president, we going to find a way to make him a third-term president or a president for life. Only way to get America back to its former glory.
That's right. I want Trump to stay in forever.
Me too.
I want him to do the Putin on the country.
Oh, yeah.
Be re-elected, re-elect him, re-elected in forever.
Yep.
The dream team, Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin.
Oh, yeah.
The dream team. Amazing.
Real American heroes.
Thank you.
JC bought a coffee. Jesse, a lot of my quote-unquote pastor friends are posting things like, America chose pocketbook over people. What is your response as a pastor to all of these beta pastors?
Don't be a beta. And I'm like, what the? How can a pastor want a female leader anyway? What's wrong with the pastors?
Good question.
Thank you.
A couple of Cash Apps. Bond JLP on Cash App. From Daniel, a couple more. Break out the champagne. Break out the red some things. Because Trump won.
That's right. Celebration. Thank you.
Another from It's Midnight, your Uber driver. Have your experts do some research, Jesse. But I think J.D. Vance and Eric Hovde will be running together 2028. They're white. It's unfortunate Hovde didn't win U.S. Senate here in Wisconsin.
Amazing. We'll see, but J.D. Vance can't go wrong. We'll see what J.D. does soon this year, but it's amazing. Thank you.
A generous 16 coffees from Alana, a.k.a. Anna with the sunglasses. If you ever needed to wear America sunglasses, it would be today, American flag and heart.
Let me see.
This feels like Christmas morning. It's snowing in Aurora, Colorado. Snowflake emoji. And Santa, snowman emoji. We'll be coming down the chimney. Cheers, Jesse. You the best. Congratulations to all and to all a good life.
Better than all the rest.
American flags and hearts.
Better than anyone. Anyone I've ever known. You're the best. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. Amazing.
A classic set of coffees. Thank you, Alana,
yeah,
a.k.a. Anna.
Absolutely. You like my glasses?
I do.
Amazing. You see them, Nick?
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
You look like Black Joe Biden, only better.
Amazing.
More alive.
That is funny.
Mega Mortis, now a member, a monthly supporter on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you.
JLP and crew, keep up the great work. Hardest working crew in all of social media and this side of heaven.
Amazing. And thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Three coffees from Brandon. The Great White Hope.
The Great White Hope. Welcome back, Mr. Great White Hope. Thank you.
Also from Eli the Exception, all men, especially married men, like myself, dodged a bullet thanks to President Trump winning.
That's right.
Mr. P, enjoy, as in Peterson, enjoy this coffee with a shot of tequila in it. Salut.
Mm-mm. Good.
Salute.
Thank you. Amazing.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, the key. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Come on. We celebrate a celebration. Amazing. Thank you.
Ain't nobody mad but the haters of truth.
Yep.
Ogre emoji.
Have you watched any of CNN and see how they reacted over there?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah,
I saw Cenk Uygur. Remember, you've interviewed him before.
Oh, yeah.
He was kind of mad talking about all this nonsense. So these guys don't have a chance. End that nonsense. I think he might secretly be happy that greatest president Trump
I bet they are. They're not going to say it.
Yeah.
Out loud. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, the key. And she also gave a nice dove with a olive branch leaf thing in her beak.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Amazing. Thank you.
Quayshawn bought a coffee. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. People that went against me are calling me this morning, congratulating and apologizing to me about Trump. A man of class. Very nice.
Right on.
That's cool.
It is. Thank you.
Free Your Mind bought a coffee. Morning from New Zealand.
If you free your mind, the rest will follow. Amazing.
I wish y'all well. Black hands, thanks emoji. Trump, tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Strong black arm emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. Oh, shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. I have that for you. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Fatty Wat, Wolf 336, Bloody Boy Boingo, Army Ann, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Kid Combo 1.0. Thank you, guys. And I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all very much. I do appreciate it. Nice. Did Sion move back to Africa yet?
I don't know if she has completed her move or she's just planning it or what.
Sion, where are you? Are you in Africa or in America? I remember you telling us you were going to move. Let me go quickly to RJ out of first time call out of Illinois. RJ, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's the word, Jesse, man? What's up?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
I'm a big-time listener, man. I'm a big-time fan of yours. I'm a truck driver, man, 27 years old.
Right
it's
on.
It's easy to listen to your show. It's easy to know because it's so long. So I listen to it from start to finish, and then I look up, and then I'm at my destination. I'm like, all right, this could work.
I love that. Right on.
Yeah, man. But look, because you just had a lady who just called too, and she kind of like irritated me with that. Like she was saying that like white men is the only one who love they children. That's crazy. Like because there's other races that love their children too. Like I understand that. She's too old for that, man. But it's a good day. But look, it's a good day in America, Jesse. Like I said, I'm a truck driver, so I drive through the night, and I'm driving, and I seen like right when they announced that Trump won, like
yeah.
Was coming out of the little bar, so I'm just hitting my air horn. Everybody going crazy, man. It's been a good day in Chicago, man.
Right on.
But one thing I don't understand, Jesse, is like I don't understand why people act like, you know, like black people can't vote for Trump. Or they be like, oh, like it's black people waking up. I mean, it's common sense. I mean, it don't take a rocket science to know, you know, when you go in a grocery store and you spend an outrageous
yep.
price, it's like you want that to stop.
Yeah.
I did that yesterday. I went to the grocery store. I bought an avocado, some milk, some cereal, some bread. I spent like $60.
Wow.
I said, this milk better give me some wings. Yeah,
that's
all
right.
All that money. Well, but yeah, man, it's a good day in Chicago, man. I'm excited. My grandma, she a Democrat. Like Hank say, a demon rat. So I kind of feel bad for her a little bit, man, because she heard that her girl didn't win. And, you know, Trump is, like, the first president that I actually, like, really, besides Obama, like, really already knew about.
Yeah.
So he was, like, yeah. the first president, and, like, me and all my homies was able to, like, vote for because we knew who he was.
Yeah.
We liked him, and ain't nobody got to tell us.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so it's a good day, man. And everybody think that the poor can't, like, poor people can't vote for Trump. I got a homie, JLP. I got a homie. I said, man, why you vote for Trump? Because I know he don't work. I'm messing with him. He said, man, I don't get a lot of food on my link card no more. I'm like, man, you crazy, man. But yeah, it's a good day. I'm a big fan, man. Shout out to you, JLP. I'm gonna keep listening.
Well, I appreciate that, and shout out to all the truck drivers. We get a lot of truck drivers listening to the show, so I totally appreciate that, RJ. Pray for your grandmama. She can't help herself.
Man, I told her she want me and my homies to vote for the Democrats. I'm like, grandma, like, man, we some young niggas. We want Trump. I mean, sorry about that. I'm like, man, we young guys, man. We want Trump, man. Like, that's what we gravitate to.
Right. Absolutely, so, man.
Amazing. My bad. All right. Thank you,
RJ. Right, call me again. I appreciate it.
Okay, cool.
All right, now. Amazing shout out to the truck drivers around the world. I literally hear from truck drivers. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Jason, a first time call out of Arizona. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Amazing.
Amazing. You know,
So I just want to call. I'm a big fan, just like the last caller. Like, you changed my life in so many ways. I used to be a liberal. And one of the things that drove me over was just seeing how the spirit, this evil, wicked spirit of these Democrats, how they literally pushed this Camilla up to the position she's in.
Yeah.
Even before this race, like when Joe Biden was running and they were like, oh, we got to get a black woman. And who are we going to get? Oh, Kamala Harris. And now we can't call her a DEI hire. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's insane, man. It reminds me of when they put that black female on the court. And remember, she didn't know what a woman was? And so she wasn't qualified at all, but they put her there simply because she was black and female. It's amazing my country going down the road in that way. It's just awful, man.
But, you know, this is one thing I wanted to say, Jesse. Like, I feel hopeful now.
Yeah.
Because, so the great white hope, Donald Trump, is in office, and everybody on the left is like, oh, it's so bad and sad. But really, he's going to bring us together. Yeah. Number one, the blacks are waking up. Like, look how many of us, the blacks, voted for him, right?
the blacks. So we're starting to get it. What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? I'm starting to get hope for the blacks now, you know? Like I said, I'm black as an ace of spades, you know, but 100% American.
That's right.
And so,
that's right.
And so also, I was starting to get the fear, Jesse, because those radical homosexuals and lesbians are so loud. They're so loud,
yeah.
and they scream, and they make all this fuss, and it's almost like they are taking over. And I don't even know what they're fighting for. Like, I was in Hollywood recently. They got a whole march, the police protecting them. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're mad about. Like, they winning everything right now.
I know.
So my point is, Kamala winning, Trump winning is actually good for the races because we're not going to have all this race baiting going on from the presidency. We're not going to have people up there that's like the press secretary just because she's black. So
right.
There's going to be a lot of things where we're just going to be we have blacks coming together. We have people from other minorities coming together because they realize that the great white hope is the great white hope for everybody.
Yep. Amazing. You're absolutely
amazing.
Right, man. Thank you, Jason. Amazing call. I appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thanks. Take care, Jason.
Amazing. Black. What's wrong with the blacks? The blacks are voting. I think that a lot of people is so accustomed to seeing the blacks live on the plantation of the Democratic Party, and now that is changing, and they're like, what the... Because the blacks are starting to think for themselves now. They don't have that so-called leadership in between them and what's really going on. They can see now for themselves what's happening. How did Trump do in New York? Anybody know?
I don't know.
It's going to be interesting to hear about that because you got a lot of cover there in New York. A lot of people loved him. The blacks and everybody else loved him in New York. Oliver is a first-time caller out of Denver. Oliver, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I bet you're on the mute. Oh, all right. Hold on, Oliver. We won't hang up on you. It's an excitement day. First-time caller out of Canada is Chris. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well. Chris, how are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I stayed up till 1 o'clock last night to see your great white hope become president, man. It was amazing.
Amazing, huh? Did you think that he would or would not win?
Oh, I thought he was going to win.
Right,
I was praying for him. I thought he was going to win. This campaign was the best one they ever did.
Yeah.
You know, people are waking up finally. Like our protest here we did in Ottawa. I'm being sued for $400 million. They froze my bank account for 39 days.
Wow.
Like I started Adopt a Trucker. So what we did is we helped the truckers when they came. We gave them food and water and shelter and gave them places to stay. I'm a trucker myself. But, yeah, you guys have always encouraged us to have freedom of speech, freedom of expression, so, you know, and then you guys raised money for us, too. Like, over 60% of my donations came from Americans.
Right on.
You guys are amazing. We love you guys.
That's amazing, man. Y'all need a Donald Trump over there.
Oh, I tell you, we got to get rid of Trudeau. He's crazy. Our prime minister's crazy. Like, I'd move over to the States in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many conservative people here that believe what you tell everyone. Like, we're messed up.
Right, I know,
we
man.
Need you guys to make America great again and fix it up.
Absolutely.
Then whatever falls off your table will come over here, and we know it. We're fast, right?
That's right. Amazing. Chris.
I'm jealous that you guys got so much excitement. I've been watching jets go by and firecrackers. And
yeah.
Praise God for you guys that you made it right. And I'm glad that you're waking everyone up, no matter what color they are, no matter
right
what
on.
Language they speak.
That's right, man. Well, we love the truckers, and I'm so thankful that Donald Trump is back, and I'm glad to hear you're supporting him, man. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot. Thanks for the great work, and keep up your show, man. I listen to you when I'm not working.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Okay, praise God. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Amazing. They froze his money like that. What the? That's evil. Pure evil. So I'm being told 44% for Trump in New York there.
Not too bad.
That's solid.
Right on.
That's amazing.
Within reach.
Thank you, Omi. My PR guy just told me. Internet is saying Mega Square Garden. That's right. Oliver, I'm so out of time, man. We tried to get to you, but you're on mute. What the? I am so out of time. Congratulations, America. We the people did the right thing. You really did the right thing this time. You get the government you deserve. So hopefully you won't regret this, and I don't believe you will. Thank you. Welcome back. The Great White Hope and J.D. Vance. Making America Great Again. The Hake Report is coming up now. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. You don't want to miss it. Don't forget, at 3 o'clock, we're having a old Bond church service on YouTube there, Bond YouTube. At 11 a.m., Joy of Friday TV. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. Right after the old Bond church service on YouTube. And get on that straight and narrow, folks. The kingdom of heaven is within. It's done. It's finished. All you need to do is live it. Trump is a perfect example of that. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. Get ready. Bible Thumper Thursday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And tomorrow night, the men's forum. The men's forum, Thursday night at 7 p.m. Forgive your mothers, forgive your father, and return to the Father. All right? Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Stay present. It's amazing. Take care, folks. Amazing day. Thank you. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.